The 92nd Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. You probably know that members of an ant colony are highly cooperative and actually function as a sort of superorganism. But now entomologists have found that an ant colony functions like a collective mouth and gut, capable of dealing with the nutritional needs of their social structure by sharing tasks such as foraging, digestion, and excretion. In an ant's nest, food is brought home by only 10% of the colony members, the foragers. This food is then regurgitated and shared among all the ants in the colony. Nutritional needs differ, however, between the larvae and adults of the colony. And scientists have discovered that the larvae, which cannot move or leave the nest, are capable of communicating their nutritional needs to forager ants, who adapt their gathering strategy accordingly. Researchers provided sugar or protein-rich foods for ant colonies with and without larvae and observed that ant behavior differed. When a colony had larvae, high-protein foods were preferentially gathered that could sustain larval growth. Inversely, when there were no larvae, the ants preferentially gathered sugar-rich foods.
The 92nd Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and is supported by the Angel Fund, the Cincinnati Zoo's program to save captive and wild cheetahs.